the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. And you know what? This is probably stupid, but it's just a little annoyance. You know the symbol for at? Like, you know, at yahoo.com or whatever?
Yeah. Or at Hotshot Whiz Kids for Twitter?
Yes. I hate when people use it in writing. Like, I'm going to be at your house. You know what I mean?
People...
You don't need an abbreviation. AT is using A with a fucking circle around it is not an abbreviation.
Well, we said it was a couple weeks ago.
It's kind of the same thing.
When that guy put I-M-H-O and then told us exactly what he meant by
that. I'm a homo?
It means, in my memory, I told you about this guy's in my humble opinion. And then he put I-M-H-O and then put in parentheses in my humble opinion, which didn't make any sense at all. But these people put like...
No, see, it made sense because that was an investment in his future. See, because he's not sure everyone understands the abbreviation, but now he explains the abbreviation. So now, henceforth, from this day forward...
If anyone else wants to hear his shitty opinions, they'll know exactly what he means.
Yeah, I'll just say that.
And I think when you say my humble opinion, you're not all that humble.
Yeah. It's like when someone says, listen... I'm not racist, but... And then you say something racist.
But all black should be thrown out of the country. They can live somewhere else. I'll allow them to live.
Listen, it's not racist, but if you look at the crime rates, there'd be a lot less crime.
But you see this with text messages. By the way, back when I was dating, if I had a girl like that, I kind of would be not into her because...
What, the abbreviations and the texting?
Some people, they text like they're retarded or something.
Well, it's, I don't know. For some reason, it's cool to be illiterate.
Like they say you're, they say Y-U-R, or you're, Y-E-R, you see a lot.
Yeah, listen, I like grammar. I like Kelsey Grammer. He's talented. I mean, he was Frasier on two different shows, on Frasier and on Cheers. You can't beat that.
Or how about people put K when you could all, you have to, it's just one letter difference. You could put OK.
I eat all that stuff. And, you know, love is L-U-V, and then you. Y-O-U is just you.
Stupid.
You're not saving all this time.
Well, apparently you don't get my text messages, right?
Yeah, you get... Well, my network is a shittier network than yours, so when you send me text messages, they're garbled or cut off, or I just don't get them. So...
That's pretty convenient. Now you can ignore me and say,
I know.
My phone.
It is convenient. That way, you know, someone could say, listen, I texted you. Oh, my God. I didn't even get it. And then you know what? Quite easily, I go into my text message app and just erase your messages. And just show you, look at it. I don't even have... That's the last one I got from you. And that was from 2 days ago.
Oh, it reminds me.
That I'm a liar.
So, like, the last couple months, if I paid my car payment a few days
if
late...
If I paid it.
If I paid it late, they'd call me, but they kept leaving messages, like, and they filled in my thing up. So right now my messages are filled, so they can't leave messages anymore. I think I'm gonna keep it that way because I don't really get messages. So
you know what sucks? My messages from my cell phone provider are different. They erase automatically because I was saving some. I wanted to keep some. They were kind of important.
Yeah, because that's on their network. So
yeah, they were kind of important messages. I wanted to keep them. And then I was going to go back and listen to some of them again, and they're all fucking gone. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I didn't know everything was going to be deleted.
You're in a cheap phone company.
I am.
They probably want to clear out their system because
I know.
It takes up valuable space.
It's bullshit. Like, I'm paying. I'm the one paying your salary over there, asshole.
You know what's bullshit is the fact that today's supposedly a national holiday, but do I ever get off? No.
What's today?
President's Day.
President, yeah.
I know you went off because you took off.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm a patriot.
But listen,
I love the president.
If you're going to have a national holiday, you should make a law that all businesses that aren't like stores or hospitals or something, well, let stores, that's their choice.
Yeah, listen, well, they want to make money.
If you're a business that doesn't need to be open, you should have a law where like, you have to give your guys day off or double pay them.
Triple pay.
That's what the law should be, really.
Yeah, it is bullshit.
It should be you either give your employees off or they're getting time and a half like
and
any other
holiday.
And
why is Christmas a national holiday? And that's a fucking religious holiday. And Easter ain't shit.
Well, I don't know about your, but I read my company's
handbook.
You can if you're like you're Jewish, you can get one other day off if you want.
Huh.
Which is weird because the office is closed on Christmas anyway. So I'd have to use my own time. But I could get off without them bitching. Like, hey, I'm Jewish.
Yeah, Easter, they don't give a shit. You know, I'm still going to work
on
Easter.
No one gets off on Easter.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know.
Easter and Christmas, what's the difference?
I hear if you're a Christian, it's the holiest day of the year.
Yeah, Jesus came back to life on that day, I think.
But yeah, if you're going to have a holiday, national holiday, make it a national holiday and say, all right, everyone, if you're not going to give your employees off, time and a half. You bet your ass places will be giving you a day off.
Hell yeah. They don't want to pay you your normal wage.
So that's what they should do. If I was a congressman, I'd submit that.
Oh, if I were a congressman, there'd be a lot of changes.
Of course, there's always like laws. Like if your business is under 10 people, you don't have to follow.
Yeah.
Like if you have a small business, you barely have to follow any of the
you don't.
The
you,
rules.
You can say, we don't hire black people here. Or women. Or black women.
Well, who don't want to hang out with a black woman all day? Their sassiness.
I would if they're hot.
Listen, if you're gonna pick a fight with somebody, like a verbal fight, that's the type of woman you want on your side.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That or Hispanic.
Well, and they'll start swinging too.
White chicks are pussies. Like they don't really.
No, there are.
There are some.
There are. I think white trash girls kind of sway that way.
Pound for pound, if I was gonna choose a
fat
fighting
girl, pound for pound.
If I was
gonna
choose a fighting partner. A verbal fighting partner, I'd pick one of those.
One of those.
I'm not starting fights at all. Like, verbal fights.
Yeah, I don't. You know what?
I'm such a pushover.
I know. And the thing is, we have wit, all right? We can fucking craft a verbal argument, but I really don't see a point. That's why I don't get in arguments with people mostly. Or if they try and start one, I just try and back out of it because I'm not convincing you that you're wrong, and you're not convincing me that I'm wrong.
And by the way, if you're in a verbal fight and you beat them with your wit, they're going to get angry and want to beat you with their fists.
And you can't. The thing is, you can't beat them. No one gets beat. No one says, you know what? We've been arguing for the last half hour. You know what? You're right. Totally right. Now I see it. I didn't see it before.
Has there ever been a debate where somebody concedes and says, you know what? You're right.
No, it doesn't happen. You have two idiots yelling at each other for half an hour, and then somebody has to decide. They're going to say, fuck you, and then walk away.
Like, you ever see, like,
you, idiot.
Like an atheist versus a Christian getting a, you know, it's supposed to be just like a debate. You ever see one of them go, you know what? You're right. That Bible does make a lot of sense.
No, you know what? You put it in a way I could understand. I could wrap my head around it now. Before, it was all this old English shit. I didn't get it. Now I do.
You know, what I've been seeing lately is, religious people posting things about how atheists are stupid.
Really?
They'll go like,
I don't.
I read this one thing. It goes, yeah, atheism. It's when they say that when something comes from nothing after having years of nothing, and you know, some kind of thing like that.
I don't know.
Some bullshit thing. Yeah. And I was thinking about it. Whether you're religious or you're atheist, when it comes down to the ground level, you're both coming up with the same thing, conclusion that something came from nothing.
I guess. It's like I said, it doesn't fucking matter. Everyone has their own opinions, and that's where it stays.
Can your brain comprehend nothing?
My brain is nothing. How about that?
Isn't it weird how the human brain can't comprehend that? Like, you can't think about nothing? Like, there being nothing at all?
I don't like to think about it. I try not. I avoid. I spend a lot of time avoiding things like
that. Unless it comes to my wallet.
Yeah. It's still not nothing, though. Your wallet is something. Because we can't buy anything with it.
But I have like ticket stubs in there.
The leather.
And receipts. Things that proved I had a little bit of money at one time.
I have a picture of me with a wad of cash in my hand. That's all I need. The memories.
So do you ever get mad that you don't have a penis bone?
That I don't have a penis.
No, a penis bone.
Oh, I'm pissed. I mean, we've talked about penis bones before. And dogs have them. Some other animals have them.
Well, I think we're the only mammals. I think, primates are the only ones mammals that don't have them.
Yeah, see, we've had this discussion before, and I'll reiterate it in case you forgot. that's one more thing to fucking break. And I bet you it would be very delicate, and we would just be breaking our dicks.
Well, they
all the
use
time.
Bowl ones. It's called a bully stick, and that's what you give your dog to chew on.
That's fucking sick. You want to watch your dog blow a bowl?
Well, the bowl isn't there anymore. It's just a bone.
Imagine if we'd have fucking chopped off Hitler's dick and gave it to your dog, and we all just sat there and watched.
They should have.
Disgusting.
They could get good money for that.
I know.
But they never found his corpse, so.
How could they have never found it?
Because they were burned up and stuff. They claim that they never, like, they found a skull. And they said, well, that might have been Hitler's skull. We're not sure. It didn't have the mustache on it, so we're not sure.
You know what? I think he's alive then.
Well, he'd be. That's funny, because I remember years ago when I was a kid.
On the tabloids.
The Weekly World News, the fake tabloid thing. It said, yeah, like, Hitler dies at 108.
He's 122 right now.
He might
fine.
Even be old. He was born in 1800, so he'd be, like, pretty old.
Yeah, well, not 122, because that's not old.
I think he was born like 1885 or something. I'm not a Hitler expert.
Really? I thought you were a Hitler aficionado. You just have that mustache coincidentally?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about how the one thing you could say about the Nazis is they had some cool gear. Like, they came up with a really cool-looking flag. And,
they
you know,
really did. I mean, they're, you know, we don't like the Nazi symbol for what it stood for, but it is a cool-looking symbol.
Well, that's simple because they stole it. It meant peace.
Yeah,
or something.
I mean, they stole it. I think it was like, shit, was it like some kind of gypsy thing or something
not
like
gypsy,
that? Some kind of European, like an Israeli old,
or something like that.
Like an old school, you know, that symbol came from somewhere else. And it, you know, didn't mean anything negative. And there's, hey, look, it looks cool.
But they have the cool red and black flag. I hate the American flag. I think it's the worst fucking flag.
It is goofy looking. There's too many colors going on.
It's just like some line. It's like, how come someone hasn't, like, redesigned? Like, football teams and sports teams are always like, let's redesign our uniforms this year.
You know, how come?
You want to sell flags, change the design.
Well, listen.
Put a cool Eagle logo on there.
You don't need to sell flags. I don't thought they'd just give them away. Everyone has a fucking flag. Every business has a flag.
Do you have a flag?
No.
Well, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't have one regardless.
But if they made a new cool flag with a cool, like, Angry Eagle logo, wouldn't you buy it?
No, I wouldn't. You know, do you not know me?
What if it had a mark on it?
No.
Leering at people.
No, because then it would be tacky if I had it. Everyone else would have it, yeah, and I could just see it. I'm like, oh, there's my flag.
You wear a t-shirt with your own podcast on it.
Yeah, but people don't know that. People don't know my podcast exists. They might know yours exists. They don't know mine.
But I think, you know, we should change our colors. Red, white, and blue sucks. Stupid color scheme. You know what color scheme I like? Iraq. Black, red, and green. It's cool. It's a cool colors.
Do you want to swap flags out with them?
I would. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. But who designed the flag? Now, they always say Betsy Ross sewed the flag.
I don't think she did. Yeah, well, she
did that mean that she actually designed? Like, he said, hey, you know what? This country needs a flag. You want to make one?
Hey,
and she just did that? I don't believe that. That's bullshit. That's
I
like
know
a
what we can do.
That's
what they thought of, too. They're like, you know that British flag? Yeah, the red, white, and blue one? Yeah, yeah. Let's take those lines and, like, rearrange them and have stripes for the amount of states we have, and then
is
some
that
stars.
What they did?
Yeah.
They just took the British flag, the flag they already knew.
Yeah, kind of rearranged it. Same colors.
I mean, that was their flag like a month previous. Now after they fought, they're like, all right, take that and switch around a little bit, I guess.
Wasn't the Australian flag like almost just like Britain's? Like, there's a bunch of countries that used to be Britain.
Yeah, because
they're almost the same.
I mean, they didn't want to change it too much. That was their flag. They were Britain.
Well, so were we, and we didn't switch it. Isn't that weird that such a little country owned like half the world?
Yeah.
And then they lost it all.
Well, listen. Well, they're alcoholics.
Are they?
That's what happens.
They drink their beer warm.
You know what? I would say that's gross, but I don't drink... Drinking beer at all is gross, no matter the temperature for me. I don't, you know, I'm not a fan. But there were lots of civilizations who, you know, almost ruled the world in their day. Hey, look at Hitler. They almost fucking took it over. You know, Rome... Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan.
Do you know that anyone who's ever tried taking over the world failed?
Well,
which is why people are always like, we got to be careful of Iran and North Korea. But I'm like, if they even glanced at a history book, they'd know that that'd be a dumb idea.
Well, listen, I say those previous incarnations of world leaders, real world leaders, not like, you know, we have today, we call them world leaders, but no, a person who wants to rule the world... they couldn't do it because of the lack of technology. Alexander the Great, they're fucking riding horses.
No, I'm talking about Hitler.
Okay, well,
and Mussolini and all those dudes.
I understand that, but don't you think with today's technology,
no? Because if North Korea said, "Oh, I'm going to start missiling some nearby countries. I'm going to missile, South Korea and Japan and stuff." Country in the world is going to be like, "All right, here we go, World War III."
Yeah,
it's not look at the history book. That's what's going to happen. They're not going to be like, "Well, you win, North Korea. You rule the world." Guess we're all communists now.
Yep, we're all going to stay home and I guess give you our virgins. I don't know.
They're really hanging on to that communist thing, too. Them and China. It's like the last couple countries. Like, no, it'll work. I'm telling you.
They're too proud.
Russia gave up. It's like, you know what? It's not working out. Now there's like 60,000 countries. Everything in the Soviet Union is like 50 different countries now. Stan over in that area is Uzbekistan and
Kazakhstan.
Mark Davilistan.
Oh, can I just go claim a spot and call it Davilistan?
Ukraine.
Ukrainestan.
There's all those countries that used to be the Soviet Union, and now they're just like, they're just really shitty countries.
Yeah, you know what? I don't give a fuck. That's all Russia. You're fucking Russian.
No, it's not.
That's what they say, and I tell them I don't care.
Are you in line arguing with these different countries?
Yes. All of you. No, I get them together. I'm not in a line. I'm not going to... You know how many assholes are out there? We all get together in a room, and I say, listen, you're all fucking Russian.
Slow down. Get it?
That's like, how about every room in your house we say is a different country? People who are in the kitchen, they call themselves something. I was like, fuck you. One house.
If you live with roommates...
One house.
Listen, if you live with roommates, you can't get the guy like your buddy Tim's room... Isn't your room? You could just go in his room and monk around.
No, you can't, but it's still under one house. That's not his individual home.
It's not like your landlord can come by and just like watch TV on your couch.
Some of them can. You always hear that like a lot of times when landlords rent out their places to hot chicks, they'll come around when they're not home and start investigating.
Panties? Is that what they call investigating?
I knew a girl... or woman, and she claimed that, like, she said she had a creepy landlord, and then when she'd come home, she could tell. I mean, listen, it's your own place, you can tell when things have kind of been rummaged through, and she could tell like her drawers were a little bit askew inside, so she believed that the guy did come in and start messing around with her panties.
See, I almost don't believe that, because she might have been paranoid or lying.
I mean, maybe. Most people are liars.
Mostly, for most things, you can move stuff around and you never notice. Try moving stuff. Like, if I go to your house and start moving things around, you probably wouldn't notice.
It really depends. I'm pretty anal.
I mean, if I took something and put it in a different room.
I don't remember putting that wall mounting my TV in the bathroom.
But say it's a person who lives by themselves, so they wouldn't have anybody to blame. Like, they'd be like her, except for the landlord. And I moved something like across the table to the other side. I flipped around the way stuff was on a table. Do you think she's going to notice?
You know what? Maybe. I don't know. Because like I said, I would notice. I know where all my shit is.
Or what about a pile of change? You could take like some stuff from there. You wouldn't know how much change is there, right?
Not unless I specifically just looked at it and I knew. And then later on when I, check again, like, wait a minute, 75 cents is missing. What the fuck?
But if it's just a pile, unless they're, like, stacked, then you don't take it because people probably have counted.
Yeah.
But if it's just a pile, you can be like, take a couple quarters.
I mean, there are some things that you can kind of just mess with, but then there's other things you can't. Like, you have a specific way you put things.
Not me. I'm very,
Haphazard.
Which is...
Haphazard Hal.
To my,
new character.
Much to my chagrin, because all the time...
Now you can't find shit.
I'm always losing stuff.
That's the problem with just being a slob and throwing shit anywhere. When you want to find something, you're out of luck.
Remember the other day when you were over, I bought that brush? I lost it. I couldn't find it anywhere. And ended up, it was on my chair. I was sitting on it.
It's right up your ass. You didn't even know.
I was sitting on it when we recorded Shop and Watch the Movie.
I heard about that. I heard about that show. Some people like it.
Dude, I don't know. Do people like it? Maybe they hate it.
I have no idea.
Maybe they hate listen.
Don't care, really.
You can't hate listen, because I used to watch, I used to occasionally just tune into Rush Limbaugh for 5 minutes just to hate.
Yeah, you do that, and then the religious shows. Yeah, I don't do that. Or, I like listening and watching things that I enjoy.
Or like O'Reilly or any of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not listening. I don't watch CNN, Fox News. They do not come across my screen unless I'm just happen to be scanning by.
Which is why you don't even know anything about the news.
I know, exactly. That's the way I like it.
You probably don't even know that the Pope's resigning.
No, I did hear that. Well, because listen, as I always say, I don't watch the news, I don't read the newspaper, but when something is big enough, other forms of media and, you know, anything on TV, they'll talk about it. And that's how I find out.
You know what I don't like is that we give a shit about the Pope.
You really shouldn't care about the Pope unless he's the leader of your religion. If you're the follower, religion he is, then, yeah, the Pope's a big deal. And you're like, oh my God, did you hear about the Pope? Other than that, I don't give a shit. Who's the leader of the Jews? I don't know. Do they have one?
He's not even the leader of the Christians. He's the leader of Catholics.
Yeah.
So he's one sect. The rest, I mean, it doesn't even matter.
Did you hear that Buddha got arrested for a DWI? Like, I don't fucking know what's going on with everybody else. I don't know.
Buddha's too fat to lead his Buddhists.
And the thing was, he wasn't even drunk. His gut was... he moved, and his gut grabbed the wheel.
Did you hear that elephant with six arms got in a bar fight?
All right. Vishnu, that was a frame job, okay? They picked the fight with him.
Yeah, why would you pick a fight with someone who's an elephant and has six arms? That'd be stupid.
Yeah.
I'd beat your ass.
If you want to fight somebody, fight Shiva.
I will never give a fuck about what the Pope says. First of all, they're 100 years old, so they're like way behind the times.
Dude, you know what I want to do, the movie I want to make.
What?
Pope Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
It's King Ralph, but it's a pope. The young, hip pope who didn't want to be pope. That'd be an awesome spoof.
They're against condoms. They're against abortion.
I'm against condoms, too.
They're against having...
We're on the same page on that.
And by the way, that's kind of like... those two go against each other.
The pope's in favor of face-fucking, right? That's what he likes? Or...
Well, they're all for kids. You know, we're all for...
They want kids to face-fuck?
They love sweeping things under the rug.
Like dirt?
No, if there's any kind of like...
I know. They hide those scandals all the time.
Any kind of scandals. That's why I don't give a shit what he says.
I'm surprised that he was even pope for this long. Because remember when he first came in? I was going to say the office. Is that an office? I don't know. But there was that whole Nazi thing. Like, he was at a Nazi youth camp as a child.
Yeah, but you know the alternative to that?
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, listen. I know he didn't have a choice. You're a kid, and they say, yeah, you're going to go to this Nazi camp. You go, yes, sir, and you fucking go.
Well, by the way, he's 85, so how long has he been pope? Like, 8 years or something? I don't even know.
No idea.
The other pope didn't die that long ago. Because I remember everyone was, like, going around looking at his casket. But why would you pick a guy to be that old?
Because that's what they do. They're all old. They're not picking young people. They want... You know what? I assume they pick some old guy who's established in their way. They know his, you know, where his opinions lie. There's not going to be any surprises. As I always say with the young, hip pope, that's not going to happen. No one's going to shake things up. They like things the way they are.
And whatever the pope says, he can't be wrong, they say. That's like the rule.
The pope is never, well, because he speaks for God, mm-hmm. and God is never wrong, so he is never wrong.
So if a young, like, hip pope came in and said, all right, gays are cool by us, everyone have to listen.
Yeah, and then unfortunately, no one would listen, and then you just have a bunch of religious splinter groups.
You know what the funniest thing about that is? If they did that, no one would leave, because it's already none of these Catholics are following the rules anyway, but they're just like, yeah, I know, you're not supposed to use birth control, but whatever, I don't think following that rule.
Yeah,
the club you're in, because that's what it is, it's basically a club, says these are the rules, I'm like, well, fuck that, I'll join another club that lets me do that. But they don't do that. They just stick with it.
Well, they did originally. That's how other religions got started.
But they don't do that anymore. Well, I mean, they do somewhat. But a lot of people, it's just like, well, my grandma was this, so then my mom was this, now I'm this. And
how religion works.
Not going to put any thought into it. That's just the way it goes.
It's not even just that. It's not my family has always been this, so I'm going to be this. You don't think about it. We haven't gone over this in a while, but it's brainwashing. You bring your kids to church with you, and that they grow up understanding that this is your religion. This is what you believe. Well, do you know what you believe? Well, no, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what you believe. This is the stuff that's right. That's how it works. And they don't want to call it brainwashing, but that's what it is.
That goes for all dumb things. The no wearing hats in the court, all that shit that we've talked about over the years. That if you ask people, why can't you do that, they have no idea.
It's disrespectful.
But why is it disrespectful?
It is the most ridiculous fucking thing. There's something wrong with wearing a goddamn hat by having some fucking fabric on my head.
I can see if you're wearing like a sombrero or a...
No, who cares?
Or a cat in a hat or one of those big...
A novelty hat, yeah. Okay.
Like one of those big long elf hats, like it looks like an elf hat.
Or a nightcap. I got up late. I'm still wearing my pajamas. I got my nightcap on. Yeah, okay. A novelty thing, sure. I'll give that to
you. But if it's just a plain old hat, or even if it's got like your sports team on it, who cares?
I'm wearing a ball cap. It's cold. I'm wearing a knit cap. You know, a normal hat. It's ridiculous that we have to take it off. And as I always go on about the fucking flag business, when you at the sporting events, when they do the national anthem, people are assholes. They're yelling for everyone to take their hats off. That whole thing.
Which, by the way, you don't have to. That's called freedom of speech.
Yeah, I know. But you have to, or some asshole might pick a fight with you.
Which is
they come in, they're drunk. They tailgate for 4 hours getting drunk.
See the irony behind that?
Crazy.
Don't you love America? Yeah, I love America because I can wear my hat during the fucking national anthem.
Crazy enough.
I don't have to raise my arm with the Fuhrer. That's why I like America.
Fuhrer's been dead for like 5 years. He died at 122, remember?
108.
I don't know.
Hello, my Fuhrer.
You ever read his book? I wonder if it's any good.
My Struggle?
Yeah.
No.
I'm curious if it's... was he a good writer?
It's something I don't want to be caught buying.
Yeah, if someone sees you buying it, you're a Nazi. Like, I'm curious. Maybe he was a really good writer. Maybe it was a good story. I doubt it. I imagine it's more propaganda, because if you hear about his life growing up, like... You hear, like, there was a lot of incest and a lot of child abuse. I bet you it wasn't, like, a tell-all. Like, that would be an interesting story. Like, you know, he was fucking his sister and this and that. It's just, you know, kind of bullshit he made up.
Don't they say that he was mostly
be.
Pissed off because he was a failed artist or something?
Yeah, and he was...
He was butthurt, so he's like, I'm going to take over the world.
He was butthurt?
That's what they call it.
He was raped?
No, when people put you down, it's like, oh, you suck. I was thinking about that.
Butthurt. I've never heard that before in my life.
That was a long case of someone telling people that they suck and things went wrong. But for the most part, I've found in this world, especially in some of the circles I'm in, that people do not tell people that they suck enough.
They only tell... You know what? Even people they don't like, they don't say it that much. Everyone's too nice. I don't want to crush anybody. People are horrible at the shit they do, and I don't need to go tell them, listen... You're horrible at your job. You're horrible at your pastimes. You're a horrible person. There's really no need for that.
I mean, if I go to like a stand-up comedy open mic, no one's like, yeah, you might not want to do that again. They're just like, oh, yeah, man, you know, you're raw, but if you work on it, you know, you'll get better.
I don't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
If you know, listen, I'll either say I liked it and it was good, or I won't say anything. When I don't say anything, odds are I'm not a fan.
We got to stop encouraging shitty bands and shitty people to stop doing things.
But that's
things.
What you do. People just give encouragement now, regardless of talent. You're good, you're bad. How would you even know? Because either way, people are going to tell you, like, oh, that was so good.
Well, I mean, there's people who are selling millions of records who are shit. And everyone would agree.
Yeah, like, nobody. Well, there's idiots out there who just kind of like anything.
But, I mean, there's people like, we mentioned all the time, Bieber. His music's not good. No one really thinks it's good music, except for the maniacs who... When they start to think straight in their 20s, they'll be like, wait a second, it wasn't that good.
Yeah, listen, if you're like a teenage girl now, you're a fan, and then when you... Actually, you know what? There are a lot of weird older women who still like that music. They're a little bit wacky. Like, you're 32.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of pedophiles.
No, it's not even... They don't think he's so hot. I mean, maybe they think he's attractive, but they're just kind of wacky chicks and gay guys. Gay guys, they always like that kind of music.
But for now on, everyone, tell people if someone sucks at something, tell them.
Except us.
If there's a guy in the corner of the street playing his guitar for change, go, hey, dude, enough.
Like, I would give you money, but you're not that good.
I'd stand there yelling at people, don't encourage him with that penny.
Actually, you want people to tell us we suck.
I do.
You always say that. Because he thinks being, like, hated is almost better than being liked.
If you go to any you know, some of the most popular bands and artists, they have tons of haters.
All their message boards are people, these guys suck, they used to be good.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I want people to say we sold out and we suck now.
I just want to sell out.
Me too.
My dream. My dream.
So let me get this straight. You hate me because I decided I wanted to make a living doing what I do, but that makes me bad? I mean, that's essentially what you're saying.
Yeah, listen, that's everyone who's doing anything, like, creative for free, which is, you know, millions of people, their dream is to sell out. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it for the love of whatever the fuck they're doing.
Aren't those guys rich enough? Like, no, they're not, obviously.
Let me decide how much money I need, okay? Like, I mean, you can get
by. At what point for these people to say, like, they make enough money? At what point have you made enough money? Because they'll take a raise. If their boss comes in, all right, I'm going to give you $10 more an hour. They're not going to be like,
nah, I make enough. That's fine. Oh, you know who does that? From what I hear, Jay Leno. He says, nah, that's okay. Nah, whatever you want to give me for a raise, because, NBC.
Because
fine,
he makes $1 million in appearance.
Apparently, though, he makes enough money. He's decided he made enough.
Because he's doing shows for money. He still makes $1 million for every comedy show he does.
No, but he does it because he loves it. He's not doing it for the money. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else we love? Us. So go to hotshotwizkids.com. I almost couldn't say it. And love us too.
All right.
Hey, full sodes, mini sodes, shut up and watch the movie. We got a lot of stuff going on. Enjoy.